George, how are you?
Doing great, thanks, Tony.
Vice President of Travel Michigan, and I know that the information about a state house committee unanimously approving funding for Pure Michigan, $10 million, that's got to make you happy.
Absolutely, and actually it went on to the floor yesterday and passed on the House floor 95-13, and the same $10 million appropriation passed out of a Senate committee 6-1 yesterday. So we're definitely on the move to get this last part of our funding for 2011 solved.
When is that going to go for a vote before the Senate?
We expect next week, and the timing really is important for us because I think, as we've talked about before, this is to fund the regional advertising for spring-summer. So the campaign that we would run in markets like Chicago, Indianapolis, Columbus, Dayton, Cleveland, et cetera, and we need to start buying that advertising, and we haven't yet because we don't have the money. So this fast action by the legislature this week is much appreciated.
Well, that money was to be allocated for the 21st Century Jobs Fund. Some critics don't agree with the money being taken from there. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, as you know, we've been on kind of a funding roller coaster, and I think that the legislature and the governor has said basically, look, we've got to find a more stable way to do this year to year. It's ridiculous to be canceling whole seasons like we did last fall and just going dark. So we've got to have a more reliable source than that. And I guess, you know, I would look at those votes in the House and Senate committees and on the House floor and say, well, most people think this really is a good way to do it.
So this year, how much has Pure Michigan got to work with?
Well, assuming this $10 million is passed by the Senate, and we think it will be, and signed by the governor, we'll be at $25.4 million, which we really consider full funding and the amount the governor has recommended for future years as well. So, you know, and again, I think that for us, that's certainly a reasonable amount. I mean, it's not exorbitant, but it's a reasonable amount. It'll allow us to keep doing that national advertising for spring, summer, plus all of our regional advertising for spring, summer, fall, and winter, cover all of our seasons, and do so effectively. But again, the consistency of the funding is also important because the earlier we make these buys, typically the better deal we get and also the better placements of the advertising. And that's something we just have bumped up against the last couple of years as we've seen this as I said, the roller coaster of our funding.
George, didn't you want $30,000 to $35,000 initially?
The industry had targeted $30 million. Absolutely.
Okay. Will the campaign still be as effective, being $5 million short?
Well, you know, I mean, like anything, we'll have to trim in a little bit. But you know, after going from $28 million in 2009 to $17 million in 2010. A stable 25 we could certainly work with.
The governor supports Pure Michigan, so I know that you must appreciate that also.
Absolutely. And his leadership in this, you know, and the new leadership in the legislature, I mean, you know, they are getting things done that, you know, we just couldn't get done the last 2 years. So we're grateful for everybody who's working on this. And again, you look at the vote in the House yesterday, 95-13. So, you know, this is not a partisan issue and never really has been. It's broadly bipartisan. We're just glad it's finally getting going.
You know what, George, as we've talked about before, Pure Michigan is a nationally acclaimed, national award-winning campaign, but there have been their fair share of critics against Pure Michigan. Nancy Cassese was one. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy is another. Do you think that they'll maybe turn around and see its value?
Well, you know, I think that I'm not sure about that. And, you know, it's a small, really a handful of people and groups. I mean, certainly the campaign is widely supported by, you know, not just the tourism industry, but frankly the business community in the state. I mean, you know, we've had support from various associations across the state because they know it means, you know, not just business for hotels, but also for restaurants and for retailers and everybody else. So, you know, I think that that's a minority view. And I guess my thinking about it is that, you know, there are some people I think who philosophically think, well, you know, maybe the government shouldn't be involved in promoting the state, even if it makes money for the state and brings visitors in who spend money at Michigan businesses. But, you know, obviously the vast majority of people don't think that way and think that it is worth it. The campaign does more than pay for itself, and it means a lot of spending at Michigan businesses, and they certainly need that spending.
All right, let's talk about the items that Pure Michigan sells now. There's some pretty cool stuff out there, from blankets to coffee mugs and other kinds of goods. How's the sales of those items going?
Going real well. You know, we just launched this in October of last year, so it's relatively new. We do have the online store that you can access from Michigan.org. And a couple things about it. You know, first of all, we did it largely because it's a great way to promote the Pure Michigan brand. Now, we do make a royalty on the merchandise, and that money does go back into the campaign. But it's never going to be a huge funding source for us. We don't expect that to replace our other funding. But really what it does is it's another way to get the brand out there. In fact, I happen to have on my personal vehicle, which I purchased, you know, one of the Pure Michigan license plate holders, as a way to just say, yeah, we support the campaign. So the other thing I point out, too, is all of the goods that we are selling through the Pure Michigan store are American-made goods. And, you know, that adds a complication to it in some ways because, you know, as you probably know, a lot of retail is imported from overseas, especially things like shirts and hats. But we certainly did not believe that a T-shirt from Thailand was Pure Michigan. So only American-made products and, where possible, Michigan-made products. And, in fact, with a lot of our merchandise, you know, if we can't find a Michigan supplier for a shirt or a hat, we at least will do the embroidery, that is, put, you know, with the putting of the Pure Michigan logo, we'll at least do that work in Michigan. So as much as we can, it's done here. It does mean that the prices are a little bit higher than you might find it at a discount store, and I think people just need to understand that. But, you know, they have an understanding, and I think that it's going real well for us, and again, it's a great way to get that brand out there.
And before I let you go, I wanted you to talk about your Facebook page. A lot of businesses have resisted social networking. They don't see the value of it yet, and they need to. I know it's been very successful for you.
Yeah, and especially in the last year. You know, a year ago, we had about 25,000 fans on Facebook, and actually yesterday we crossed 190,000 fans.
Yeah, you have 120 at this moment.
Right, and so there's another 1,000 since yesterday. and it's, you know, what we've seen is that I think, you know, it may not work for every business, but figuring out how to make it work for your business is certainly a valuable marketing activity. And certainly for us, what we've seen is that this strong brand attracts people. People, you know, love the Pure Michigan brand, and I think that's why we have so many followers, and it's just another way to market the state, and you know, so we're posting 4 or 5 times a day about events coming up and specials and deals and all that stuff, but also, if you look at the Pure Michigan Facebook page, a lot of it's consumers talking to consumers. It's not about them talking to us or us talking to them.
All right, George, before we let you go, what's new for Pure Michigan? What are you going to be working on now?
Yeah, one of the big things this year is we've had advertising partnerships where we do joint advertising with communities around the state for a couple of years. This year we have our first two national advertising partners, Mackinac Island and the Henry Ford. They each put up $500,000 to be part of our national cable buy, which means that we had an extra $1 million for that buy because of their partnership.
And so we can expect to start seeing these ads for spring around the Midwest. When will that start?
Well, actually, the national campaign starts first on March 14th, but that airs everywhere. And then the actual regional buy will start probably in April.
All right, George, as always, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay, thanks.